Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey guys, welcome to episode 29. I am Madison, joined by my co-host,
Kenzie.
Hey, here we are. Thank you for listening to us yet again for another amazing episode, we hope. So you can leave us a review or subscribe to us or leave us feedback via whatever podcast platform you listen to, such as Apple Podcasts. If you would like to leave us a rating or a review, we would appreciate that. If you'd also like to follow us on social media, we're on Twitter and Instagram, FWAT_podcast. You could also reach out to us via email at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com, or you can follow our website, friendswithatwist.com. And we have something new.
So a few of you have kind of reached out and asked if there were kind of any ways to support us.
Yes.
And we are happy to announce this evening that you can do that now if you are so inclined.
So you can visit www.buymeacoffee.com, search FWAT podcast, and you can, quote, buy us a coffee or buy us a fireball or buy us a shot, whatever it is. It's a way to, if you'd like to donate to our future episodes and what we use to supply our episodes as far as shots and alcohol or something like that. It's just a way for you to support us if you can, if you would like to. Again, it's www.buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast.
Yay.
I'm hoping it'll work out. It sounds really cool. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
And we've had numerous people reach out and want to say, like, can we buy you a bottle of Fireball for your podcast episode? Or can we buy you a bottle of wine? And we're like, yeah, but no, like, we don't really want you to have to send us that. Yeah. Well, this is just an easier way for all parties to contribute to that fact. So
yes,
we're looking forward to that. And we will definitely buy some Fireball. And if you would like, if you do that, we will definitely shout you out for supporting our shots, which are now being poured for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you, fellas, for pouring our shots as we say this. And in case you forgot or in case you haven't heard yet, we are still attending Pod Bash 2022 this October 13th through 17th at Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida. For those of you who have not heard about this or you're curious about Pod Bash overall, you can visit www.podbashevent.com. We got some positive feedback after the last episode for our twisty trot, which is a run. We'll do one of the mornings. It will be posted. You'll be able to join us if you'd like to do a quick, easy little 3-mile run one of the mornings.
Yeah, nothing like too serious. We're not training for the Olympics here.
It's a but jog.
Just like move, yes. Sweat out a little alcohol, yes. Get ready for to drink again the next day. Yeah, like exactly. nothing too intense.
All right, our shots are poured. Ooh. We're going to take our usual shot of Fireball, ready to go, and then we're going to jump right into our Chick Chat segment.
Here we go.
Someone gave me the wrong cup. Here you go.
Gary fucked it all up. What do you want?
You know? There you go. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, God. Oh, that hits the spot, all right.
Oof. Yum. All right. Woo. So we're going to jump into our Chick Chat segment in a second. But before we do so, Kenzie, give us a quick recap of what to expect for this episode.
Our Chick Chat segment will give you a nice overview of what Madison and I have been up to in our sexy lives. There have been some friends, vacation, pool parties, things, a little mishmash of everything. For Life and the Lifestyle, we are going to tackle swinger misconceptions this episode. And then in today's episode of Going Deep, Miss Madison has a, I think, very educational MFM story for all of us. So I look forward to hearing about that. Yes. And we will wrap this up with a fun little bow, courtesy of the surprise question from Barry.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm. Sexy voice. All right.
I'm trying. I'm feeling it tonight.
By the way, can I just start off by saying we just spent several hours this afternoon bar hopping. So
I bet people were wondering, like, what the fuck are they doing?
Do they sound weird?
Yep, we do. Yes. Yep. Correct. Yeah, yeah, we do.
All four of us, the Flock Gang, we went out and we bar hopped this afternoon. Some drinks, some just a few shots. We did good with shots. We had some car trouble, so I, myself, Barry, a little bit of Kenzie, we kind of had to push the car that we were in to get it going. That was fun, wasn't it?
I love running in wedges. That's fun.
I had flip-flops on, and it was okay, but we had some fun this afternoon. That kind of sobered us up a little bit.
Barely.
But we're going to do our best getting through this. So I would just like to preface with that.
Yes.
So, chick chat, here we go.
Okay.
Barry and I, we've kind of been in a little bit of a lull as far as the lifestyle goes. I'm sorry to report this. But we just came back.
It ebbs and flows. It's totally normal.
Not too long ago, we just came back from a family vacation in Florida. We had a week of just stepping away from work, stress, everything like in normal life.
Perfect.
We took a break from social media, talking to people. That's good. Honestly, like everything, we just let it go for a week and we tried our best to relax. Honestly, we did kind of focus on some podcast things, unfortunately, while we were there. Well, kind of unfortunately, just because I wanted to fully disconnect for this week.
We kept bothering you.
No, you didn't. Barry was just too on top of things. He couldn't let it go. It was a week just to get away. We tried to get as tan as we could for this final like month of summer. Yeah. Like when family wasn't on the beach with us for the day, I'd pull my bikini top to the side just a little bit more. I'd hike up my bottoms just to kind of get rid of that tan line a little bit. I tried my best. But we shared some photos while we were down there. I don't know if any of you saw on our Instagram, our social media, I posted the one with the little fireball shot in my bikini bottoms. Barry and I, we had a fireball shot basically every night on the beach. We'd walk down at sunset, we'd each have a little shooter, a fireball, and we'd take a shot and I guess call it a day at that point. So that was fun. It was a really nice escape from day-to-day life, the lifestyle. I honestly think it's important to take those times away, focus on yourself, your partner, your relationship, your family, vanilla friends, whatever it is. I think it's
absolutely
seriously important to do that every so often. Unfortunately, I don't have any super recent sexy stories after the fact because we're still just trying to get back into the swing of things. Barry and I are very, very busy with work and vanilla life currently. So we are doing our best by Halloween and moving forward to have some sexy plans and some sexy stories. I promise we're doing our best with that. But besides that, we recently received a card game from At Horrible Life. Mm. We connected with them on Instagram, literally At Horrible Life is what they're called.
Yes.
And they do a card game that's pretty much like Never Have I Ever. There's different ways that you can play the game itself, but it's all very like sexy lifestyle based, very sexual focused regardless. Yeah. Barry and I tried it out for a weekend. We then passed it on to you guys to try it out for a weekend. And did you have any feedback on that?
Just, I mean, I don't know, maybe to clarify. So, Horrible Life is W-H-O-R-E, Horrible Life, not H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E.
Like, you're a whore.
Like you're a dirty, dirty whore.
That's what they are. Well, that's what they're called.
Either way. But no, it was really fun. Like you said, sort of a never have I ever kind of feel. And
yeah.
But definitely lifestyle geared. And it was fun. We played with friends of ours.
Barry and I really only got to play with each other.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was super fun, though, honestly, to go through the cards. And some of them, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's some unique, that which is good. Like that's a lot of the lifestyle kind of card games, there is definitely some repetition.
Yeah, true.
Like, and fine, you know, to be expected.
And I'm hoping we can connect with them again soon before we head down to Podbash so that maybe we can get a few more card games to take with us. Maybe use them as giveaways during Podbash throughout that weekend. We'll see what we can do for you guys to experience that card game. Or If not, worst case, we'll try to link them. And if you would like to try it on your own, we'll see what we can do via social media to share that with you guys.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have for Barry and I. So how about you and Gary?
So before we move on to me and Gary, I might have been creeping on you on SLS and noticed that you had a hot date posted for last night. So did you have any takers? Anything happen there?
We had some takers, yes. This was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Barry and I just wanted to get out for some drinks, like have fun, meet a new couple.
Sure, sure.
No expectations whatsoever. So we geared our hot date towards couples. What do you think 90% of what we heard from was?
Single males.
Yes. Majority were single males saying, I don't want to travel, or I'll be out and about. Feel free to say hi. I think we heard from one couple, if I remember correctly. And they were totally fine. But by that point, when we read the message, we saw where they were going. And we had other plans at that point.
Yeah.
So we didn't meet up with them. But everyone else was single male. All right. Props to them for reaching out anyway. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes we're just like, fucking screw it. Like, yes, I would love to hook up with this guy. Who cares about the couples? Sometimes it works out. But honestly, last night, we both just wanted to try to meet a new, fun, young couple in the lifestyle in the area. And that was really our goal. So, sorry, single guys. We were just not interested last night. We did not meet up with anybody. So, Barry and I went out for our own date night.
Oh, and that's good, too.
And that was that.
Yes.
We had some amazing sex on our own, and I think that was a win.
Certainly.
But thank you for creeping. I appreciate it.
You know. So I'm always good for something weird. Okay, so anyway, I can turn the weirdness on to myself now. I think the couple things that I'll highlight for this episode are Gary and I hosted a pool party for a select group of our lifestyle friends. Everyone invited is in the lifestyle, so we had that common ground. I think maybe what was a little unique about this particular event, if I can even call it that, but that feels like a strong word. One couple that attended was brand new to our little circle of lifestyle friends.
And how did you find this new couple?
So we met this particular couple on Field, the app that you have heard me mention at least a couple times now, I think. So yeah, definitely a little bit of a gamble. We had not met this couple before. And we got some good vibes, or at least enough good vibes, that we said, hey, like, come to our house.
They were from quite a ways away.
Yeah, they were making a bit of a commitment.
Over an hour, for sure.
So, kind of a gamble there, but in the end, it worked out, thankfully.
It was a super fun day.
Yeah.
And there was some exciting news.
Yeah. So, the big news from that day was that a couple of the couples in attendance, we've known for, whatever, several years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they did not know that we were doing this podcast.
Nope.
And they found out that day.
Like, awkwardly enough.
So the new couple, like somewhere partway through the day, I finally mentioned to the male half of the couple, I was like, hey, by the by, these other couples that are here don't know that we do this podcast. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh my God, like, should I quit asking? Like, because he had been like kind of bringing it up in conversation, but like nobody picked up on it.
No one made a comment.
So, okay, whatever. But then eventually we're like, yes, like, just bring it up. Let's get this out in the open. Like, it's time for everybody to be on the same page. We already have to, like, kind of hide our swinger lives from friends. And then also hiding the fact that we do a podcast from our swinger friends is just, like, a double layer. Like, I'm not a good 007. Like,
no, it's a lot to keep up with.
So we ended up sort of like let fly to everyone in attendance that we have this podcast. And in all honesty, it was a little awkward. It didn't quite go how I thought it was going to go.
I feel like no one gave a shit. They're like, okay.
So I don't know what I expected. I mean,
I think I expected more like, what? Oh my God, like questions and this and that. And everyone was just like, okay. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden, someone convinced me to play one of the episodes. So I started airing one of the episodes over your speaker system. We pulled out our tank tops and we gave them out to everybody. And we're like, here, have a tank top. We're going to take a photo, by the way. And then we took a photo for our social media. Yep.
Anyway, I don't know. So kind of weird, but also I think just selfishly it feels, I don't know, like sort of relieving.
Yeah, like
that at least they know. I don't expect them to listen, whatever. They can do what they want.
I don't even care. It was just like liberating to just let it out there for once.
I agree. Yeah. So kind of an interesting twist to that particular pool party. But otherwise, like the normal sort of shenanigans, some tops came off. I posted the ass picture on the socials. So there was that happening. So a good time, I think, was had by all overall. Okay, so that was one fun thing that we had. Then Gary and I had some friends come to visit, and you have heard me talk about them before. They have been referenced as Jose and Pearl because we met them at Pearl once upon a time. And the takeaway that I will share right now is we had some fun with good weather. We were able to take the convertible out, kind of bar hop a little bit. And Pearl and I both had like a, I don't know, essentially a vibrator. Like one of the vibrators, like mine attaches to your underwear. I think hers was inserted internally.
Like you can take out and about.
But it's like a remote control sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what ended up happening is that Jose had both of these devices connected to his phone.
Oh, shit.
So he was like the what are they called? Conductor, like the maestro. He was controlling both devices on his phone as we were sort of out and about, which was admittedly fun just in and of its own right. Mm-hmm. Pearl, specifically, is very, I don't know, excitable, I guess I will say.
Uh-oh.
So a couple of times when we were out in these public places and Jose was playing with the intensity of the device.
Oh boy.
We sort of had to like, whoa, like
you're a public dial here.
It back. Yeah, yeah. And I was like totally enjoying the ride. But I guess I certainly don't think I'm maybe quite as responsive or I don't know, sensitive maybe as Pearl is. So I was just kind of like riding the wave and enjoying it. But we had to kind of make some adjustments along the way. But anyway, I mention it because I just thought it was kind of a unique, fun thing to do.
Yeah.
If you ever have that opportunity to use one of those devices or, you know, to kind of have a little bit of that fun kind of like out in more of a public setting, you know, it just adds that maybe element of excitement or whatever.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. It was just something kind of different and fun. So I just thought I could mention that here. I will wrap it up with that. I think we'll take a quick break, maybe grab a shot, and we will be back with Life and the Lifestyle to talk about swinger misconceptions.
Hey friends, we're back for Life and the Lifestyle. This episode, we are talking about swinger misconceptions. Ooh, yeah. We've all had them. I've had them. You've had them.
Oh my God, yeah.
Some of you listening are having them now. So, honestly, when thinking about joining the lifestyle, we feel that there are many thoughts, concerns, questions, misconceptions you already have going through your head. Mm-hmm. For example, you may think a certain physical appearance is common, certain behaviors are always allowed, or even that swinging is for those who aren't fully into their partner. Ooh. So anyway, we're going to break it down for you guys in this segment. We have several different topics we're going to focus on, and they all relate back to different misconceptions that I feel that both of us have had, or we've heard from other people, misconceptions they have had when they began in the lifestyle. So I think it might be easiest to start with appearance.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like number one. That's easy. That's the first thing you see, what people look like.
Sure.
And like right off the bat, there's things I feel that people expect in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share some?
I think there one that you may encounter is if you're a male in the lifestyle that you need to have some sort of monster cock. That's just going to wow every woman you ever encounter. And that is not at all the case. Not every man has a monster cock, and that's okay.
And not every female wants that because exactly. It can hurt.
Yeah. Personally. It's too much. So no, that's the beauty of the lifestyle is mm-hmm. the variety.
There's no magic measurement via cock, no. via body, via what vagina, no. whatever.
Right.
Your pussy size doesn't matter either. Like everyone has a match out there. Everyone's going to encounter someone that does not match well with them. I feel like it's just inevitable.
Yeah.
I'm going to share a story today that I was not fully pleased with what I was dealing with. And I've been in scenarios where the guy had the monster cock and I was so like uncomfortable during the play.
So if you are a man that does not have a monster cock, please do not feel that you have no place in the lifestyle, because that is absolutely not the case. On the flip side, then, I guess, like, as long as we're gender stereotyping here, I think for the women, maybe there could be this misconception that every woman in the lifestyle is just this, like, perky, petite, size zero, super fit, super beautiful, just amazingly perfect woman.
Oh, yeah.
And that is absolutely not the case. Speaking from someone who is not a size zero, who is not perfect, who has stretch marks, who whatever, like, no, there is no one size fits all to this. So don't ever think that as a woman that you need to be some, again, there's no magical size. Mm-mm. Everyone is looking for something different. People like different things. People are looking for different things. So please don't ever put yourself into a box that you have to be this one thing, because everyone is looking for something that they enjoy, and that can be different from one person to the next.
I'm laughing because just this afternoon, I was thrown for a fucking loop because when we said earlier we were having car trouble and we had to push the car. So someone came over to help us and I made a comment and I said, I can help push the car. Like I was just genuinely like being helpful. And he's like, I bet you can. And I was like, what the fuck? So I have the body type where I look like I can push a car. All right.
You apparently. Know, like, I don't know. At least that I can jerk off. I don't know.
I mean, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm strong as fuck.
But right. And that's good too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But
I'm decently strong.
The way that he said it was awkward.
But it's just definitely. The perception. Like, it doesn't even matter what people perceive of you. It's how you feel in yourself. Like, there's definitely no one size fits all again. Like, there's such a variety. So appearance, it's kind of out the fucking window. And the lifestyle, it's everyone can find something that they like.
Yes.
And I honestly, before I joined the lifestyle, I felt that swingers, for the most part, I guess I just in my mind associated them with males. Males who were older, who had mustaches, who were like creepy and weird. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I always associated a swinger with before I actually got into the lifestyle. Did you have like a perception of what you thought a swinger looked like?
No, I think there was definitely some of that kind of holdover. I think like in American society, there was this peak in the 1970s that was just the swinger era. And yes, it was these key parties mm-hmm. where you would just show up to a house and throw your keys in a bowl. And then later in the night, you pick out a set of keys and whoever it was, like that's the person you slept with was whoever, like the keys that you picked. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely not real life in 2022.
By the way, I kind of want to do that one night. It might be fun.
With the right group, it can be totally fun just to be like, oh, who's it going to be?
But not the norm, yeah.
Yeah. The whole like the mustache thing and I don't know, like just like this very sort of antiquated at this point perception, I guess, of what swinging is.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing I will say just, I guess, as a podcaster, obviously, you hear Madison and I tell our various stories. We are maybe portraying things as just hunky-dory and everything's amazing and wonderful and
Nope, I'm going to put a squash to that with my story.
Right. Like, oh, everyone's great. And like, again, you know, clearly we are choosing which stories we tell here. And
thankfully, usually we have good stories.
Yes. Right. But I think maybe just podcasts in general, I'm not picking on anyone. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but it can maybe start to sound like, oh my gosh, like everyone is just so amazing and perfect and they have all these wonderful experiences and everything's great. And that's not the case. And I think Madison is probably going to illustrate that a little bit this evening. But again, just to try to keep it real. Yes, we tend to highlight the positives in the stories that we tell. But I like to think that Madison and I, over our 29 episodes, we've also done our best to kind of give you the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. Not everything is roses and sunshine. So just something to keep in mind. Like, no, not everyone in lifestyle is creepy and weird. No, not everyone is a 10 and with a six pack. Like, there's everything in between. But we, you know, we try to give you guys a pretty fair representation of at least our experiences.
And just to harp upon that again, like, we usually try to talk about positive experiences. So again, you're hearing a lot more of the positive side of things. But today I'm probably going to bring us back with my going deep story. Like, it's not terrible, but it's slightly more on the maybe negative side of things, a little more realistic. So,
a learning experience.
Yes, which I think it's important to talk about, because not every connection is perfect.
Absolutely.
So, like, besides appearance, there are certain behaviors that I think people associate with swingers right off the bat. Number one, one of the first misconceptions I had myself was that swingers are just, like, dirty. And they have STDs and STIs. And it's just, like, they don't use condoms. They just fuck everybody that they can out and about. And that may be the case for a handful of people.
Sure.
But at least for us, like, that's not really the case. I feel like condoms, like, I feel like that's a big thing, that condom use comes up a lot in the lifestyle. And for us, like, that's a no-brainer. Like, yes, we want you to use one kind of thing. And I feel like people think that swingers just don't. They just fuck everybody that comes along. Mm-hmm. And not only that, like, people think if you're a swinger and they know that and they're vanilla, like, they think they want, like, you want to fuck them.
Yes.
You want to fuck their spouse. You want to fuck everyone that you come across who's attractive. No.
Slow your roll. Bitch, I mean, please.
Maybe, but, like, no, not aggressively. No.
Right.
I hate that. Like, when people find out, they're like, I feel like a lot of vanilla people are instantly, up at arms. Like, oh my God, I can't leave her alone with my husband, or I can't leave him alone with me. Like, he's going to want to fuck me.
Yeah.
No, well, some people are, but majority are not that aggressive.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that too, one area is a lot of people think that it's all the man's idea, that, like, the male partner is pushing this and the woman is just sort of getting, I don't know, like, dragged along into it.
Well, honestly, like, I feel like 50% of the time it does happen. I feel like that is the case.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. And that's fair. But I think that there are also couples that we have met where, like, the female half totally brought it up, instigated, set up the account, whatever. So, I don't know. Cool. Obviously, it can go both ways. Let's see what else. I guess kind of related to that, I think we've kind of, like, maybe touched upon it, but I think there could be a misperception that if you are a swinger, that means you are just constantly involved in, like, orgy after orgy. It's just all, like, just piles of bodies every night, all day, every day.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
I mean, I don't know. I wish. Not even.
I
not
don't
really.
Know if I want, like, that every night.
But no, that would take a hell of a lot of work, first of all. But anyway.
I feel like a lot of people feel like swingers can be a little bit judgy or clicky, too.
Yeah.
So if you're starting out brand new and you're going to just a party to get your dip your toes into the lifestyle, some behaviors you might see or hear about are people being clicky. Yeah, it's true, to be honest. But also, don't be afraid to, like, break through that. Just talk to people and get out there. And if people are judgy, all right, fine, fuck them. Like, you're going to find new people. We've been through it. And so, slightly harsh reality here, because we're being honest, because we love all you listeners. One thing you might take away from this with appearance and behaviors of people is that perhaps you might want to start looking at others who match your physical appearance and your age.
Yeah.
That might be a good place to start. Yes, people become clicky and some other behaviors that we have just talked about. But if you would like to try to be successful right off the bat, we would recommend staying in a certain age range that is close to yours. Or if you're reaching out to a couple and they specifically say they want someone older, younger, whatever it may be, follow that. Don't jump out of the age range just to try to get with some people.
Yeah.
If people are similar body, height, weight, proportionate as to what you and your partner are, that might be a good place to start. So maybe if you're looking at a couple in the lifestyle and you're brand new and they're, oh my God, they're 10 out of 10, six pack, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And you've maybe never worked out or it's just not your priority and that's not what you focus on in life and you're a little bit different than them. Maybe that's not where you want to start is all I'm saying. Like sure. You maybe look at someone that's kind of aligns with you in the lifestyle realm, like regular lifestyle realm, like yeah. Your preferences and your day-to-day life. Is that rude? I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be very respectful.
I know,
but realistic.
Yes. But you're absolutely telling the truth. I know that it doesn't necessarily sound all like, yay,
joy, joy.
Everybody loves each other.
Well, no, we take the same advice. We we are taking this advice ourselves.
Absolutely. If you have been listening, everybody knows I am now in my fucking 40s. I am not going to go seek a couple in their 20s. For probably many reasons.
Or not right off the bat, at least. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just am going to assume they're not that super thrilled about me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume I don't want to have to teach you everything. I don't know.
That's true, too.
It's just maybe not where I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
So, and I get it. I'm getting into a different age range, and I have to accept that, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know. I know how this sounds, and we're sorry. Like, this is the reality of the situation. And maybe it doesn't hold true for everyone and, you know, all
of like, course,
you know, no. But yeah. We're putting it out there so it's on your radar and you can at least consider it if you so choose, because that has kind of been our experience.
Yeah, we've been through it and we've experienced it on either end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
So we're sharing it with you.
Do what you want with it.
Yeah, that is what it is. We've said it.
There, we're done.
So I think another big misconception of swingers is that it's all couples. And that, like, I don't know, unfortunately, like we said earlier, like it's the male trying to push the female into things. And although I agree that, yeah, it's a lot of couples, honestly, I think it's probably majority that are couples in the lifestyle. There's a whole freaking lot of single males and there are a handful of single females. Like, it's not all just couples who are swingers out there. And so because we said, like, it's majority couples, I feel like a lot of people right off the bat, they're like, oh, people are swingers because they don't really fully love their spouse.
Yeah.
Or they're not attracted to their spouse.
Right.
Or there's something wrong. Lacking in their relationship. Yep. They must be a swinger because they're missing something and they need to get that from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe in a handful of cases, unfortunately, that's the case.
Yeah.
Thankfully for us, I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. And majority of the people that we know, no, like, we are doing this because it's enhancing our own relationship. It all comes back to what we've harped on through, oh my God, how many episodes? Communication with your own partner and building your own relationship with your partner.
Absolutely.
That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Growing stronger with your partner. Like, it's okay to share them. Like, it doesn't mean you don't love your partner and whatnot. Like, you're sharing them because you're getting something out of it that makes you two stronger in the end.
I understand that it is hard to probably get your head around if you haven't had these experiences yet. If you happen to be vanilla and listening to this particular podcast, I totally understand how difficult it can be to get your head around this idea that watching your partner get pleasure from someone other than you is a turn on and it's exciting and it enhances your own relationship with your partner.
It took me years to understand that.
It is. Like, there's no great way to just sum it up and explain it. Mm-mm. It's one of those, I think you have to experience it to really understand it. Take that for what it is. I can, you know, we can sit here and talk till we're blue in the face, but it probably will never totally make perfect sense to people.
It doesn't mean like the lifestyle has no rules. There's still rules.
No,
there's still boundaries. And I think that's what helps it makes it so beneficial to all parties.
Yeah. So yeah, I think definitely kind of a big takeaway. Swingers are not necessarily all about sex. I think anyone who has listened to our podcast for more than a couple episodes, we are friends with a twist. We like to kind of make a connection and get to know people before we just fuck you. We are not against one-night stands either, but there's something to be said for having a connection with people. We enjoy that aspect of it. So no, swingers do not just want to fuck everybody all the time, every day, all day.
Like, but it's okay if they do. Well, yeah, some vanilla people
that's
do
one
too.
Way to do it. Right. Yes. We're just acting on it. But
anyway.
And then I think the kind of the final point to all of this
is that, like, even so if you're a newbie in the lifestyle and you're going to a club and you're like, oh my God, I just heard all these misconceptions. No, real things about swingers. I don't know. Oh my God, it's a lot. You're going to show up to a party and you're like, they're all going to jump our fucking bones because we're newbies. We're going to have these flashing lights behind us. We're going to be glowing.
Fresh meat. Fresh meat.
Everyone's going to know we're new. Yeah, they might know that. It's one or the other. You're either going to have people like really wanting to talk to you because they're super excited to like show you the lifestyle and teach you everything. And they want to be your friends to show you the right way to go. Cool. Or you're going to be the opposite case where you're sitting in the corner scared as fuck and no one will talk to you.
Yeah. Because like, you're sitting in the corner.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's one end of the spectrum or the other, I feel like, as a newbie. So I feel like the best thing to do if you're new in the lifestyle is go to an event. Just fucking sign up. Maybe talk to people ahead of time. And when you get there, mingle a little bit. Don't like broadcast. We're newbies. We're newbies. Ah, show us everything. Like, you don't need to say that. Put yourself out there enough to talk to people, mm-hmm. and then maybe take a step back and sit in the corner and watch a little bit. Yeah. Like, I feel like there's a fine balance.
Yeah.
Because not every swinger party, people are going to jump your bones and want to fuck you. Even as veterans in the lifestyle, people don't do that to us.
Oh, God, no.
Like, that's not the norm, unfortunately. No. I guess.
Like, go write your own script. If you
write your story,
if you want to go sit in the corner and just totally observe,
that's fine.
Fine, do it.
Just like, don't expect people to come up to you.
Yeah, people are not going to come up in your space and start wagging their dick in your face. I've never seen that happen. Now it's going to happen and someone's going to fucking tweet us and be
you're
like,
you're going to get called out.
You bitch, this happened. All right, fine. I've never seen it, but whatever. I guess it could happen.
90% of the time, no.
Yeah. But, and like, if you want to go and just talk to people and say, hey, this is our first time here at this club. We just wanted to say hi and get to know you. We're not looking to play tonight, but we just want to say hi.
Yes.
There is nothing wrong with fucking throwing that shit out right in the first sentence.
That's perfect, actually.
Totally fine.
That's
people
perfect.
People understand that. They mm-hmm. will respect it. Everyone's on the same page now.
Like, well, if they don't, then fuck them. You don't need to associate. Yes. So take away from all of this really amazing, useful information we shared. Seriously, swinging is clearly not readily accepted in our general society. We know that. But as a result, lots of misconceptions, misinformation is out there. It surrounds the lifestyle itself and those who choose to participate. So some people who are new to the lifestyle might find it difficult to understand what it really is and to let go of those perceived notions that you hear about. So participating in the lifestyle may challenge you to re-examine maybe your own ideas about what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. But honestly, just keep an open mind. That's all we're saying. Swingers are generally successful professionals who are cool people. We are among them, and we look forward to embracing you in our arms. I don't know. That was creepy. But honestly, like, we're just normal people, and so are you, and it is what it is. Get out there and find your twist.
Absolutely. Well said, Madison.
Yes. All right. Going to take a quick break. We need another drink or a shot or something, and we'll be back with Go in the Deep. We'll be back with our Go in Deep segment, and I have an interesting story to share.
All right, friends, we are back for the Going Deep segment, and today's episode is brought to us by Miss Madison, and she's going to share with us the dirty deets of an MFM experience.
Yep.
And just to allude back to what we've been talking about so far this episode, not everything is always roses and sunshine. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. There are some learning experiences to be had. Mm-hmm. And Madison is going to walk us through. So take it away, Madison.
Perfectly prefaced. Thank you so much.
I do it again.
All right. So this story comes from a random Sunday Funday. Barry and I were hanging out in our pool in the backyard, having some drinks. And all of a sudden, we were like, you know what? Why don't we just put up a hot date on
You know what we're missing? One more cock.
Yes. Legit. Like, we were drinking and we're like, yeah, let's just have another cock up in here. So we posted an SLS hot date. legit, like, geared towards single males for once.
Sure.
So we accepted all the messages we received. And then
1,000 messages came in.
I'm not going to lie. Like, within half an hour, we had multiple messages. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
We went based off of that. I chose one guy who, to be honest, he looked younger in the photos, I swear, than what appeared in our backyard.
Okay.
But, like, he looked good. He looked a little bit younger. I was like, you know what? Why the fuck not? Like, it's a Sunday fun day.
YOLO.
YOLO. Some drinks. Some pool time. Like, why the fuck not? Meet somebody new. I just want to have fun. Sure. So we said, yes, this is our address. We're hanging out by the pool, just so you know. We even told him, like, after 3:30 p.m., it's going to be shady. Oh, God. Like, we meant, like, there's going to be shade over the pool. Is what I meant.
All right.
It's not going to be shady. But, like, literally, there's going to be shade over the pool. So, we just wanted him to, like, be prepared. Sure, maybe come in a bathing suit, maybe not. Like, just so you know, it's not going to be, like, full-on sunshine
okay.
the rest of the afternoon. Because this was mid-afternoon at this point.
I feel like the amount of sunshine was this guy's last concern. But okay. I
thought about it.
But, okay. Like, nice of you to be very honest about the sun situation.
I think about everything. So, anyway, Barry was super great. Barry did this thing again. He did this with another single guy in the past. Mm-hmm. He gave him a hint on the way, like a little scavenger hunt. He told him that there is a winery very, very, very close to our house and that I do enjoy the wine slushies. So Ooh. He suggested, I think strongly, to the guy that it might be...
hint, nudge, nudge.
That it might be nice to show up with at least 2 wine slushies. And if he wanted one, 3 would be beneficial. Like, it was up to him. So he told him, like, this is the name of the winery. Maybe it would be nice to show up with a wine slushie for Madison to enjoy. Like, surprise right. her with it. Barry didn't tell me anything about that portion.
Aw, go Barry.
Like, the guy reached out via SLS, regular messenger, and at that point, Barry gave him his phone number, and they corresponded that way. So, I didn't really have any, like, information about the details.
Okay.
All I knew was this guy that looked pretty good in the small photos on the phone was showing up at our house, and here I am in the pool. I'm wearing the, like, matching bikini that we kind of have. It's see-through, but it's a see-through bikini, thong bikini.
Yes.
I was wearing that out by the pool. I was like, fuck it. I'll just keep it on until he gets here. Yeah, whatever. Why not? He knows we're in the pool hanging out. So, all right, the guy showed up.
Does he have the wine slushies?
Number one, yes.
All right.
He had wine slushies.
Thank God.
So, regardless, I was like, I'm going to take this as a win.
All right. There's a slushie. We can work with this.
There's a male figure. There are wine slushies in his hand. I'm okay.
Good. Good start.
I didn't expect much because this was very, very spur of the moment. This
sure.
was very much like, let's just see what shows up kind of thing on the hot date. And that's what we got, to be honest. So he okay. wasn't dressed impressive.
Okay.
He was very, very, very casual.
How casual? Like, did he show up with his swim trunks on?
All right. No. But it was like he didn't put a ton of effort into things. So I don't blame him for not wearing a swimsuit. Or for just wearing shorts, because I did say we're hanging by the pool.
Okay.
However, right. he was in, like, a regular t-shirt, regular, like, khaki shorts.
All right, like, clean looking? Or, like, stained up? Or
not
like
stained, like, they probably could have been ironed, but no, they were, like, clean. They well, were clean, no stains. All right, fine, I'll take it as a win.
So, like, I mean, but kind of mediocre, like, let's call but it
I,
what it
I
is.
I kind of expected a little bit more tidy, yeah, to be
yeah.
honest.
All right, yeah, no, you're that's fair.
And I expected, like, the facial hair and whatnot just slightly a little bit tidier.
Yeah, no.
But, again, it was a spur of the moment, Sunday fun day, hot date, guy agreed to come to our house. What am I going to say? Go get your hair cut first? No, I'm not going to fucking say right, that. You showed right. up and you were but legitimate. He was respectful right off the bat. So he and Barry actually had a lot in common, like right off the bat. Their convo was flowing.
Good.
I was just like putting my 2 cents in here and there, like, ha ha, yeah, yeah. Ha, ha.
In your see-through bikini?
Blah, blah, blah. I'm in the pool. Barry's in the pool. This guy is sitting on a lounger by the pool because he did not come in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. So he was outside of the pool.
Did he bring a bathing suit?
Not that I know of.
Okay, fine. No. Keep going.
And, like, after a little little bit of just chatting by the pool. I went inside to go to the bathroom. I guess the two guys were talking for a little bit and Barry texted me. Thankfully, I brought my phone in with me. And Barry said, he said the guy is interested in playing, but that it's ultimately up to me. And I was inside when I read this, like just legit, just regular going to the bathroom, like just taking a minute for myself. And then I saw that and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, okay, do I want to do this? Do I not? Like, what do I do? He's already at our house. We invited him to our space. I don't know how far he drove from. I already forgot where he was from. Like, everything's out of my mind. But I'm like, fuck, this guy, he wants to play with me. I'm horny. Like, do I want to do this? Like, he's kind of attractive. He wasn't what I thought, but he's kind of attractive. Like, this is going through my mind, to be honest.
Right. All totally fair. Yes. This is how it goes sometimes.
I'm not trying to be rude, but he wasn't quite what I expected. He wasn't that different weight proportionate wise. Like, okay, he was fairly like height weight proportional to what I expected. Mm-hmm. But just his face when he showed up, I was like, is this the dude or is this his dad? Like, this is like, what is this? In my mind, that's what I was thinking. And I was like, well, I'm not a complete bitch. Like, I'm going to give him the time of day. Let's feel it out. Let's see what happens.
But I will chime in here if I may.
Mm-hmm, please.
Like, at that point, it's not about even what the individual then looks like. It's about, to me, it's about more so, did the photos presented represent reality?
So I give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I was looking at his photos via Barry's cell phone. Small, blurred a little. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. However, I swear to God, the photos I looked at were at least 10 years younger than the fella who showed up. I let that go. And I was like, he's not that bad looking. Like, he's still attractive. He's not quite what I expected, but he's still okay. I'm okay with this. I was debating it in my mind. I came outside. I didn't even text Barry back after he texted me and said, like, he's interested if you want to do it. Like, it's all on you. No pressure.
Yeah, no, whatever. Just, you know.
But I came back out to the pool. Barry is still in the pool. This guy, the single male, was still outside of the pool. I'm in my bikini walking down the stairs from the deck. Came downstairs and I said, why don't we go in and get some water? Apparently, like, that's, I guess, my thing. I feel like the past story or two, like, I've had some situation where I'm like, let's go get some water. And then we fuck. Well, here we go.
That's code.
Apparently.
Not if Madison wants water, it's going well.
Oh my God. No, not all the time. Please, please, no. Not all the time. But in this case, it kind of was what it was. So I said, why don't we go inside? But we went inside our little, like, bar area, lounge area. There's a couch, a fluffy carpet down there. Like, it's a good hangout area. So we went inside there. I was still in my bikini. Barry was still in just his bathing suit, no top. This guy was still in his shorts and, like, a t-shirt. So we started with him and I, the single male, making out, standing next to the bar. Barry was behind the bar, pouring a drink, like, just giving the okay. Like, yeah, do whatever you want. Like, it's fine. I'm going to watch a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but it wasn't that good.
Oh, no.
He had the slightest bit of facial hair. Not a big deal. But the kissing, no, it didn't it didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I felt like I was forcing the, like, okay, we're going to close now, we're going to open, we're going to close now, we're going to open. Like, I wasn't getting anything that appealed to me.
Yeah, like, no reciprocity.
No.
No.
Should have been a red flag. Was a red flag, didn't really consider it. So, let it go. Me and him are just standing there, making out. So then he starts to take my top off. I start to take my bottoms off. Then he takes his top off, his bottoms off. Like, all of a sudden, we just move right the fuck into it.
Naked.
I'm not even kidding. Like, Barry, even after the fact, he's like, what the fuck? You just, like, went right into it. Like, what were you thinking? I'm like, I don't know. I just kept going. I was like, the kissing was terrible, but I didn't know what else to do. Mm. We will learn from this.
Okay.
So then we moved over to the, like, carpeted area of our downstairs. It has a big couch. The guy sits down on the carpet, like, leaning against the base of the couch.
Okay.
I get in front of him, so he's fully naked. Mm-hmm. I'm fully naked. Barry's, like, walking from around the bar. all sensual. No, I don't know. He comes around the bar. Barry then takes his shorts off too. So we're all like on an equal playing field at that point. We're all naked.
Everybody's naked.
Yes.
Got it.
So the single male is sitting down. Mm-hmm. Leaning against the couch. So I'm like, oh, naturally, let me just get on my knees and start sucking his cock. Right? Oh. Like, why not?
Wow, good right? for you. No, I would have put my vag in his face.
Fuck, I should have. Fuck. I didn't. I didn't do that.
Okay,
fine. Apparently, I'm learning from this right now, and I should not just go to the pleasing standpoint of things.
No.
But I did. So I went down on him right away. You know what I discovered? I'm sorry. He was such a nice man. But gosh, he never shaved, ever. Oh. The balls had hair. The cock had hair. I didn't know cocks had hair to that point.
The shaft?
The shaft had hair.
Oof.
At least it seemed close to halfway up the shaft.
Wow, that's hairy.
And I was going down. And I was like, should I start flossing? I was like, oh my God. Like, I was in my mind, I was like, I could floss right now. Like, I'm disgusted. I was disgusted. Yeah. And I'm sorry for people who that's their norm. That's okay. But you need to communicate that with your partners prior to play.
Yeah. If you need a heads up on that.
I probably wouldn't have changed because I'm still working on this portion of myself. But if he would have at least communicated that ahead of time, I wouldn't have been so thrown off or shocked.
Sure. Yeah, it's not such a surprise if you have had that conversation.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's understandable.
And maybe in the future, I'll have the strength to be like, I'm not okay with that. Thank you. Sorry.
Sure.
But at that point, we didn't have that conversation. It's not his fault. He is what he is. I am what I am. I was there and I was like, oh my God, I was going down on this man and I've never had that much hair in my mouth.
Aww.
And that's what I had to deal with. And then I didn't know what else to do. I was trying to turn him on, to be honest, just because I wanted to be fucking done with it.
Yeah.
And you think, all right, so we're doing it for a while and then he's really hard. Barry's behind me. Okay. So Barry started going down on me, like I'm bent over on my knees, sucking this guy's hairy cock. I'm sorry, but I am. I'm sucking his hairy cock. Barry's behind me, eating me out. And I'm like, thank you.
Yes. There's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
Yes. Yeah. So then I like hop off of Barry's mouth in like a way. I hop on top of this guy. I start riding his cock, which is fine. I don't feel the hair. Like, I'll fuck you that way. Fine. He put a condom on. Like, he was prepared.
Sure.
Thank God.
All right, good.
Put a condom on. I hopped on top of him. Like, I'm riding him for a while. And then he needed a break.
Okay.
Like, he didn't come. He didn't fully finish. I was like, okay, fine. I hopped off. He never, like, offered to go down on me.
Huh.
So, I don't know if this is something about me or not.
Huh.
But Barry, thankfully, was there, still in the picture, behind me. And Barry, no condom, because we're married, we're okay, it's fine. He starts fucking me, and yes. I just go back down on this guy again. I'm like, well, let me floss my teeth again, and I'll suck your cock. So Barry fucks me. Like, I'm pleasured, but I'm also annoyed. Because, like, I'm enjoying it from behind, but then I'm like, I'm sucking this cock that I'm not even, to be honest, I'm not fully fucking enjoying. Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? This is not what swinging is about. You should not have to do this.
Right.
And Barry never forced me. Barry texted me and said, he's interested. It's your call.
Yeah.
We didn't know he had all this hair everywhere down there. Right. But like in the moment, when you get to that, how confident is someone going to be like, oh, nope. No, thank you. I don't want all that in my mouth.
No, like, you're absolutely
who's
right.
Who's going to fucking do that?
Yeah.
So I didn't. I didn't say shit. And I went down on him again. Like, Barry's fucking me from behind. Feels fucking amazing for I don't even know how long it was. Mm-hmm. Barry ends up coming. Amazing. Felt great. He walks away to go clean himself up. Then I hop up back on top of this guy. Like, my mouth comes off his cock and he puts a condom back on.
Yeah.
A brand new one.
Sure.
I hop on top of him. I start riding him, fucking him. Like, I'm giving him all the sounds, all the moans. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, just because I want him to enjoy it, but also, regretfully, because I just want it to be done.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners, but that's the reality.
Yeah.
I was giving him, like, all the stops, touching, rubbing, reaching back, like, grab my tits, yeah, suck the, like, whatever I could do to turn this guy on.
Yeah.
And he did. He did come. Like, he finished. And I was like, yes, I did it. But I was also like, what did I do? Why am I doing
what
this?
What just happened?
Like, what? So he finished. He took his condom off. Like, we stepped away. We all took our time to clean up. Finally gave him that water that we actually came in for. And, like, he seemed so satisfied. So I never said a word to him about, aww, like, being kind of disappointed. Sure. I was just like, that was fun. Thank you so much. Like, we really appreciate you being so spontaneous and just showing up at our house.
Yeah.
Random afternoon. You don't even know us. Like, thank you so much. And he left. And then Barry and I, like, recuperated afterwards. And I was like, I'm not really fully satisfied with what just happened.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, the guy gave us a cert on SLS. Mm. Super sweet.
Aw.
But we pondered it for a week or two. We let it go. And then we gave him one because I like to be respectful. It's not like he seriously offended me by any means. So I gave him a very respectful cert back. But I also don't want to lead people on if they see that cert. Like, I had an internal struggle. Like, I'm not going to be like, his balls were hairy, but we fucked real good. Like, no, I said, like, we had a great time. He's an attractive guy. But, like, I'm still working on this internal struggle with reality of what I really want, being okay to stand up with what I don't want. And, like, in that moment, like, where do you cut it off? When the guy's fucking in your downstairs room naked and you see his cock full of hair and his balls and you're like, nope, put your shorts back on, get out. Who's comfortable doing that?
No, that is a tough spot to be in.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, you either just shut down completely and, like, I don't know, potentially piss everybody off, or you go through with it and then you're like, ugh, I shouldn't have done that.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. My takeaway from that whole story was that even though I didn't do it, don't feel forced to do anything just because someone's already invited to your house. Yeah. In your home.
Yeah.
Like, or the conversation's going well, doesn't mean you have to go through with anything.
Yeah.
You seriously can just say no and leave it at that at any point. You should never feel forced. I didn't feel forced. I'm not saying I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think in my mind, I just felt so awkward to stop. I didn't want to offend the person. I didn't feel forced by anybody. Seriously, I didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to offend the guy. So I personally feel like I learned that I need to get more comfortable with speaking about my preferences and my attractions right off the bat, even when I'm just meeting somebody, like putting it out there. And if they seem a little iffy about what I'm saying, maybe question that a little bit further before we play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure how well it would have gone if I just ended things right when he took his pants off.
No, and I mean, it is a weird place to be in, I would say, and like from my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it is. Like, it's just I don't know if I fucking hate to play this card. Like, I don't know if it's some sort of weird, like, female thought process thing, but I think we do tend to give people kind of the benefit of the doubt. Like, okay, maybe, so like, he wasn't the best kisser, but like, maybe the sex is going to be better.
Well, number one, he didn't look as young as the photos were. Okay. He's not that great kisser. Okay, let's keep it going. Oh, he has not groomed down there. Okay, maybe he'll fuck all right. Like, when does it stop?
No, I know.
Fuck
and
that.
I think I think we do that a lot as females.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to get on some sort of pedestal or whatever here.
Well, guys might the guys probably have the same story too.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is just our perspective. Sometimes it's easier to deal with all the hair in your mouth and get through the sex. I'm sorry.
But your dentist is going to be so happy with you.
He's really good at flossing that
next
week.
Time that you go for your checkup. So, at the risk of being totally judgmental, I'm just going to put it out there, based on Madison and Kenzie's opinions,
yep,
no one has ever really been overly offended by some clean, well-groomed balls. So, men out there in the world,
or
and
vagina,
ladies.
Or vagina.
Yeah. All of it. If we can all just kind of agree.
Yes.
Let's try to just groom the bits.
Yes.
To the best of your ability.
Everybody.
I'm not asking everyone to go get laser treatment, but just, you know, make the effort, clean it up, like, hygiene-wise, as well as shaving, like, shave, wax, whatever, maintenance, grooming.
Yes.
Keep the hair to a minimum. Can we agree on that much?
I think that would be very beneficial, at least to start.
Yes, let's try that.
I think that'll put you in a good spot for your future connections.
So there, take it for what it's worth. If you're totally against that, fine. That's okay. You do you. Find the person that matches that. Yes. But I just feel like there's a little expectation in the lifestyle that things are going to be well maintained.
A little bit tidy. So that's my sob story. Not so sobby, but it's a story, and it was a learning lesson for me.
It's the truth.
And that's the reality of lifestyle. It's not all rainbows and sunshine.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with a surprise question from Barry.
Woo-hoo! All right, friends, we are back for the last segment.
So Barry has a surprise question for us, and I'm going to read it. So tonight's episode was about misconceptions. One large misconception is regarding a man's stamina.
Ooh.
Given the average to what a man should last, should it be 10 to 15 minutes? Or once you get off? Or when it's done, it's done.
Oh,
fuck. That's a hard one. All right. So a man's stamina. Mm. Fuck. I know that's like it's such a touchy topic for lifestyle people, especially those who are new. Like they're so worried about, I can't last long enough or I can't keep it up long enough.
Right.
Yeah, you probably can. Like, get out of your head. legit. I give you the power. You probably can.
Yeah.
For me, the whole part where he said, should it be 10 to 15 minutes? Well, perhaps if you've already had like some foreplay and some other stuff going on, it kind of depends for me. Like if I've already had some pleasure via foreplay. So with a toy, with a mouth, with a hand, with something that gets me going. And then after that, honestly, if you need to fuck me for 10 to 15 minutes and we're done, I'm fully fucking satisfied. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But if a man like is not able to do the whole foreplay kind of thing and we're in the bed and he just wants to go at it and it's like 5 minutes, I'm not satisfied and I am not happy.
That's fair.
Can you give some feedback from your perspective?
I mean, I don't disagree with what you've already said.
Okay. There's no perfect time.
No.
Can we just put that out there?
Yes.
All right.
That is totally
fair. We've answered that. There's no perfect one time.
Right. It's not like 8 minutes is the magical time. Like, there isn't one.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I think that as a general rule, women tend to need a little more foreplay than men. So, regardless of your cock status, I think it would behoove you to spend a little time on the vagina.
Yes. Yes.
Like orally, yes. Digitally, with your hand, like whatever.
Fucking touch like, me, would you?
Just like something. Anything is cool at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So to circle back to the question, which has no specific answer. When should a guy, or like how long should a guy last? When should they know it's okay to come and be finished? So females, like a variety of things. Every female is different. I cannot, and we cannot answer for every female. Some females like it quick and dirty, wham, damn, wham, damn. Oh my God. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, is what I meant. Done and done. Some people like a long love session. I like there's no legitimate easy answer for how long a guy should be able to last before they can satisfy a woman. There is no answer. It is impossible. So
the limit does not exist.
It does not fucking exist, fellas. Jesus Christ.
And we wear pink. We wear pink on Wednesday.
So for me, Madison, for me personally, what I think is a legitimate amount of time for a man to last is at least past me moaning like crazy, like, oh my God, like, or like grabbing myself and like moaning like crazy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then you can hopefully tell that I am fully satisfied. And it is now your turn to let loose. Personally. Oh, I hope I don't offend anybody, but that's how I feel. Like, I need to get to that point of, like, where you can tell I'm, like, fully satisfied. I tend to make a lot of noise when I'm fully satisfied. That's just me. Mm-hmm. And then I am acceptable to let you let loose. How about you?
I would agree. And I get that that can be hard to read. Mm-hmm. But no, I feel like I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of do, like, in my head, it's like a roller coaster. There's like a buildup of like,
there is.
Like, oh my God. Like a, you know what I mean? Like a.
Please do that again.
There's like a crescendo. Ooh, that like yes. would indicate to you that like I'm there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, and I get like, sometimes I think I'm there and then maybe I'm not exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not your fault. Like, it's fine. But I think I am doing like a fair job of giving some signals.
Yes.
So same. Yes, ideally I would like you to hang in until I've like,
yes.
But I get it. It doesn't always work that way, and that's fine. Swing experiences are not measured in, like, who orgasmed and who didn't.
No, and one party cannot be mad if the other does not communicate their needs or their final expectations with it all. Like, yes. You cannot be mad about that. So right. That is the end all be all. Like, yeah. If you don't communicate, it is what it is. You get what you get. Like, yeah. You need to be able to communicate.
Exactly.
So. But for the most part, I am thankful to say I am usually satisfied one way or another. It takes time, folks. We don't always give you the perfect answer to everything, but we're trying to just share our experiences. So we hope you enjoyed episode 29. Woo! That will wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to connect with us, we are on Twitter and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. You can also email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. If you'd like to support us, please feel free to visit www.buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast.
And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.